There we are. Here you are. And it's time for a Thursday Wheel of Fun.
Wheel of Fun.
On a Will It Float Thursday, and to try to rip things, as they say, from the headlines.
Dun, dun, dun!
After the show yesterday, I did devote a reasonable amount of time to trying to secure, for Will It Float Today, one of those Venezuelan oil tankers.
Oh, wow. Very diplomacy in action.
And they are highly sought after these days.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get one of those.
That's unfortunate, because they come with a lot of men in uniform, from what I understand.
Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. Right. But we want the oil. We do have an item that is procured from such a thing. Going in for the first time today, petroleum jelly. Vaseline, as some might call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't spring for the name brand.
No. But you did go to Walmart for us, and I think that needs to be noted.
You were definitely grimacing over there.
It's just, you know.
You're not a big fan.
I mean, there's just a sociological context to the petroleum jelly.
Well,
not really meant to be shared in a public forum.
Well,
but here we are.
I think sharing is caring, and there's no better place to share than Will It Float. Petroleum jelly, it's about 50-50 on early returns. What do you say? Hank fans number 9 and 10 today. The petroleum jelly. What do you think it's going to do?
I think it's going to float.
Really?
It's going to float.
Yeah, I think it's
going in.
I think it's a surefire sink. But it's oil and it's water.
So valuable.
Tankerless. But nonetheless. Petroleum jelly. Right before.
It's a bit
of a calamity.
For the eyes, yeah.
And you can see this feast with your own eyes on our Hank Facebook page, too. A little tiny backstory is that evidently we had some sort of pest problem down in the break room area in the basement. Because, of course, we did. And everything got fumigated and everything got taken out of there. So we needed a spoon for this. I mean, you know, we're going to do a big old glob of petroleum jelly, throw it in, needed something to scoop it with. And I found like one remaining utensil. And that remaining utensil is now completely broken.
It's not. This
is
part of the reason for the value of the Venezuelan oil tankers. You mean they are tough to take down.
That is
this,
right.
You know, this leftover spoon isn't going to handle it.
No
way.
Although the spoon itself is a petroleum byproduct as well.
Yeah, and now it's all over my hands.
Thank you, Big Oil. Appreciate that.
Venezuela.
Petroleum jelly is about to go in. For the stock show passes, let's get our contestants who will go mano a mano for Will It Floto today on the line. She is Hank fan number 9 out of Weatherford, Kristen. Welcome to Will It Float. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
We got Kristen and going up against her out of Morgan. It is Ken.
Good morning.
Kristen, you have first dibs on what you think the petroleum jelly will do. Will it float? Will it sink?
It's going to float.
We got float.
Yeah.
All right.
Atta girl.
That was
conviction.
Yeah.
She knows.
So, Ken, it's 50-50 game. You hope it does what?
It's going to sink. All right.
He was a little less convicted on that.
You guys stick together, though.
That's all right. Here we go. It is the moment truth time. You got like a shovel of it over there.
I don't know what this is.
Okay. Are you going to be able to get that off the
spoon into
the tank? And then, all right. Do we need a tanker to bring it in and maybe transport it across open seas?
No.
Okay. Here we go. To the Will It Float tank. Of course, reminder, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do to determine a victor between Kristen and Ken. There's nobody named Victor here. Okay, going down. Are we ready at the tank? Okay. Going down in 3, 2, 1, and the Vaseline, the petroleum jelly goes down to the bottom. It sticks, but then it comes right back up. Oh, my, that is a buoyant little fellow right there. It is floating. It is floating. That thing is not sinking, and I bet it lasts all so long. Look at that. It sank for a half a second and then bounced right back up. It looks kind of like an ice cream scoop in there. See, it's not so bad.
You got it. Our own little Valdez.
You got it all over your hand, don't you?
I do.
Notify the Navy, but ladies and gentlemen, when it comes down to it, congratulations. Kristen out of Weatherford, the petroleum jelly is a buoyant one. It floats.
Woo!
You're going to the stock show.
Woo!
Well done. Kim, thank you so much for playing. We appreciate you and the entire Landman oil industry and all of your byproducts that we get to throw into the tank.
Everywhere.
They have nothing to do with that one. Thank you so much. Congratulations, Kristen, and all those on our Hank Facebook page.
Thank you.
When it comes to it, petroleum jelly. It's a floater.
We're